This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. President Obama is back in Colorado campaigning as part of a four-city tour today and tomorrow. His first stop was at the Auraria campus in downtown Denver, where KUNC's Kirk Sigler joins us. Kirk, like Mitt Romney last week, the president is here touting his economic agenda and women's health issues.
That's right, Nathan. Here at the Auraria Event Center, Mr. Obama was introduced by Sandra Fluck. She's the Georgetown law student who famously called for insurance companies to cover contraception, and of course, who was the target of controversial comments by conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
He defended my right to speak without being attacked, and he condemned those hateful words. But you know, Mr. Romney could only say that those weren't the words he would have chosen.
And Nathan, Mr. Obama went on to take the stage before a crowd of about 4,000 people here and in front of a bleacher full of dozens of women of various ages. He took jab after jab at Republicans, saying the GOP and Mitt Romney would reverse progress on women's issues.
But when it comes to a woman's right to make her own health care choices, they want to take us back to the policies more suited to the 1950s than the 21st century.
And with that crowd of about 4,000 people today, we heard a lot of cheers there. Is the president getting a warm reception in Democratic-friendly Denver?
Yes, of course. You know, these types of events are usually full of partisans, whether it be from Mr. Obama or Mitt Romney. It's not clear how many undecided voters the president wooed over in a venue like this and in a city like this, as you say. Though it's safe to say his campaign is looking to court as many people as possible, even in some of the most GOP stronghold areas. He's heading next to Grand Junction and Colorado Springs tomorrow. Now, his latest visit here comes as polls have shown the race to be a dead heat, something that wasn't lost on Mr. Obama when he took the stage amid chants of four more years this afternoon.
Thank you. Well, I tell you what, we win Colorado, I'll get four more years.
The president was expected to talk about his economic policies, but most of the time was spent on women's issues and health care.
That's right. But the Romney campaign, anyway, seemed to know that the economy wasn't going to be the prime focus of at least his speech here in Denver, because while sitting here at the press table that I'm at, we were blitzed with campaign emails, including one that announced the creation of a new group called Women for Mitt, and that's going to be chaired by none other than Ann Romney.
That was KUNC's Kirk Sigler speaking to us from the Auraria campus in Denver, where President Barack Obama spoke earlier this afternoon.